was Jim, I'm an addict.
Hey Jim.
I don't sound that to you as Wiltshire as I thought I was going. So that's good. Amplification, finally. I don't know, for starters, I don't know what it is that makes me an addict. My mum's not, nor's my dad, nor's my brother, or any of my sisters. On the contrary, actually, they're quite productive members of society. But for some reason, I'm not. Not a productive member of society. But I am like this. I'm an addict. I'm okay with that today. I haven't used anything for 13 and a half months. And when I came in to NA, there was no way that was going to happen. I couldn't get a day clean. I wasn't even sure that I wanted to get a day clean because I couldn't see at the end of my use. It didn't start like that. I couldn't see how I was going to be able to stop using drugs and then live without drugs. And that was I'd never found myself in that position before, actually. And it was a difficult position to be in. And so I'm under no illusions that if it wasn't for NA, I don't think I'd be clean today. Yeah, and like I said, it didn't start off like that. It started off quite good. And it started off with the drugs I started using weren't the drugs I ended up using. Alcohol and cannabis played a big part of my early using, and I enjoyed doing it. I think probably the first time I took something to change the way I felt. I mean, like, I sort of drunk bits of beer and stuff at family parties, but I didn't do it because I wanted to change the way I felt. And maybe that first time I did it, I didn't know that I was going to change the way I felt, but I saw other people drinking and it looked like it was good. And I think my first drink might have been, this is for people who started using in the 90s, it was it was either Hooch or Two Dogs. So I'm not sure which one was, but unfortunately it was an Alka-Pop. It made me feel there wasn't anything I was running away from, there wasn't anything I desperately needed to block out, but when I put that into me and sort of got drunk, I just felt better. I felt good, I just felt better. And I think from that moment on, I was always going to sort of use again. And I did. And I smoked spliffs with mates. And that was still good. I got a sense for the. When I was growing up, I used to play football, and I got a real sense of camaraderie from that. Me and my mates going off playing football, doing stuff. I then got it a bit later on through music when I was in school, and then I got it again through drugs when I first started taking drugs. And I liked the element of there was an element of danger to it. I didn't know anybody else who took drugs. And I got off on that, and so yeah, it started with some of those less notorious substances, if you like, alcohol, cannabis, and then it just progressed, like I hear so many people say. And I would use, I used any drugs that I came into contact with, really, so there are drugs I haven't used, but they just weren't there, so anything I did come into contact with, I at least tried. So I used speed and ease, and I think I did coke once, and heroin and crack, and I had my favourite. If you put them all out in a, you know, in front of me, then I did have a favourite, and that actually helped me to sort of kid myself. I had some sort of level of control over it. Really, it wasn't until I'd done a step one, actually, and looked back over that step one with somebody else, that I could see that just because heroin was my favourite, I could say to myself, well, I use it because I quite like it, but that doesn't explain some of the other drugs. I didn't like crack, nor speed, really, nor weed, actually, but I still used them, and the last few years I was using drugs that I didn't like every day. And when I look back at that now, there were times where I'd be going to school and I would be saying to myself, I'm not going to get any crap today. I can't afford it. I've got a physical habit to support here. But I'd still buy it, and that still perplexes me now a little bit, actually. But from doing some step work and being able to have a look back at that, that's given me a better understanding of my own powerlessness over my addiction, and specifically drugs. That's what brought me to NA. You know, where drugs had taken me. And so it started off quite good. And I hear people... I was changed when I used. I felt great when I first started using it. I've heard people say in meetings that... and I suppose I thought it was wow when I first got here. I'd hear people say they're 20 years clean, and I would think, well, not even without one little lapse, or I found that hard to believe. So if there is anyone here who might think that I'm not clean, like maybe even now, trust me, if I was on drugs now, this side of a microphone with all these people in front of me, I would be stripped to the waist. and I wouldn't have felt any shame about that either. So that's a positive change. you can go quite deep into it, can't you? But, you know, I had an idea of what I thought people expected of me. You can go quite deep into that stuff, which isn't... I've had counselling this, so I won't be going there. And as it progressed, I started using some of those more notorious drugs. I mean, my mum and my dad would say to me, so, have a drink and okay, smoke a bit of weed, but they would say to me, it's common sense that you don't use heroin. But by that time, it was already too late. Really, I was gone. And they saw it before I did. For the first few years of my using, drugs started to control my life. By the time I was about 17, I picked up when I was about 14, I think, roughly. By 17, I didn't have a physical habit, but drugs were controlling my life. Everything I did was fitted in around finding ways and means to get more, and then going and getting more. And I had a job for the first couple of years of it, and it was quite manageable for the first part of that. But as things progressed, all that stuff went by the way. So my addiction led me to... I've heard it said that humans, just humans, need three things, and that's food, shelter, and relationships and love. And my addiction led me to willingly forego all three of those things. And early in my recovery, I was probably had a bit of self-pity going on. I'll say that my mum and my dad kicked me out. So that never happened. They were always only supportive. It started with my family. I started to commit crime and stuff. I had to fund my habit. That was something I never thought I would do. And I basically took people for what I could. And when I take them for as much as I could, I would move on. And that, I would never have done that. I would never do that today without addiction having so much control over my life. And that led me to live on the streets, not feed myself or clothe myself or wash myself even. And to have no relationships in my life. And there are a lot of people, if I look around today and think of the people I have in my life today, starting with family members, but then also people who I feel love for and feel love from, I think, God, I was so far from any sort of... At the end of my using, I was in a place where I thought there was no hope for me to be able to... I suppose that's the sort of people I want to hear me saying this, that when I went into detox this time, because I've done it a few times, when I went into detox this time, I thought my life was over. And I felt like I didn't have any options left. There was no way that I was going to... I got clean this time out of pure desperation. I didn't think I was going to stay clean. I knew about NA. I didn't think I'd come, because I'd been drinking before, we had to do meetings. I didn't think I'd come back to NA, because as far as I was concerned, there was no, well, no hope, not for me. I didn't know what I was going to do. And it's funny because H&I came into that detox. I didn't have any clothes. I was clothed by, you know, got a little cupboard under the stairs. They gave me clothes. And even clean, I went from there into a rehab, and even clean, I was still suffering physical, my lung collapsed, and I hadn't used for 3 months. And I look back now, and I think I might have got clean at just the right time, actually, because I'm not sure how long I could have gone on physically or emotionally. But I think if I didn't come, despite all that, if I didn't come to NA, I think I still probably would have used again, despite knowing all of that sort of stuff. So there's nowhere else I'd rather be, actually. At this moment, there's nowhere else I'd rather be than in this room. I love coming to this meeting on Friday night. Like I said, there's people in here who I feel close to and have love for, and it's just such a change. And that's only come from that's only come from what is on offer here in NA. When I came in, I listened this time, because first and foremost, I didn't want to use again, and I had a fear of going back to using. And as time's gone on, I still have a fear of going back to using, but I also now have a fear of, if I used, I have a fear of what I would be missing out on for the rest of my life. And so yeah, I came back and I listened and I got a sponsor. It's funny because I think I've got a really good sponsor. And first day I moved to London, which was about 5 years ago, I met him on the first day I moved to London, and then, and now he's my sponsor, and I'm working steps. I got involved in meetings, because people, I came to meetings and I saw people who were sharing the same sort of thing I'm saying now, and their lives weren't like that anymore, and my life isn't like that anymore. I feel like I'm far from living. I lived in a bin shed the last sporadically. I'm far from that bin shed, and I don't want to go back there, and that's mainly why that's the bottom line, that I don't want to use again. And as I've stayed clean and got to know people, and there's so much more rewards that can be had for, as long as I stay clean and I do what's on offer here. And like I said, I'm doing the steps, I've got a sponsor. I come to meetings and I got involved in meetings, tried to get involved and took service on. And got comfortable sharing in meetings through practicing sharing in meetings. And now I feel like I've got a chance, basically. I never had much of a chance before. Yeah, left to my own devices, I'm not too good on my own, so that's why I need NA, and I need the people that are in it. That's what kept me coming back at first. I hadn't quite experienced this level. When I talked about that camaraderie I felt, the last time I felt it was at the start of my using, and I feel that again when I come to NA meetings. And it makes me feel good. I feel great today. I've had a really good day. There's some nice things happening in my life at the moment. And I couldn't have imagined it would have been like it. So I suppose the people I would like to hear this are the people who were like me at the end of my using, either had no hope they were ever going to be able to get clean, or there were times where I'd got clean for a little bit but could never ever stay clean. Because I didn't have any, there was nothing in my life that was going to help me to stay clean. And I found that now, and it was an accident. NA came and found me again, actually. I didn't come looking for NA meetings. H&I came into the detox, and there's people in this room, actually, who came and did chairs at those meetings. And that's quite... I don't know, I just... It's hard to forget that sort of thing. I think I'm probably out of time, but I haven't used today. I definitely won't use today. I can sit here and say that. I definitely won't use from here till I get back to South London. I'm not going to use, and there was no way I could say that before. And that's not me off my own back. That's down to NA, the people in NA, and what's on offer. If you do what is on offer, if you don't want to use today, all you've got to do is do it. It doesn't have to be even that hard. My experience is that as long as I do this daily, it can be quite gentle, actually, and I like it like that. Okay, thanks for asking me to come and do the show.
Thanks.